precious cargo on board. The main image is a postcard featuring the 170-foot-long ship, the Boston Floating Hospital. It is pictured sailing out around the Boston Harbor Islands on a sunny day, with a few puffy clouds in the sky. The multi-deck vessel looks like a yacht, white with lots of windows. It was the first vessel built in the U.S. specifically to serve as a hospital ship. It included four decks, one with six wards for up to 100 permanent patients, and a top deck for 150 to 200 day patients. In the late 1800s, summers brought a heartbreaking spike in the number of children who died, especially in Boston's congested poor neighborhoods. Few medicines existed at the time, but people believed sea air could help restore health. Social activists seized on the idea and solicited charitable gifts. In 1894, a barge pulled by tugs, the first Boston Floating Hospital, began taking mothers and their sick little ones on day trips around Boston Harbor. Thousands of children benefited from fresh air, nutritious food, and compassionate medical care. The sickest patients could stay overnight on the vessel. Soon, demand exceeded capacity, and fundraising began for a custom-built ship. In 1906, the new Boston Floating Hospital began its daily summer trips from North Pier, located here at what is now Langone Park. Then, in June 1927, a fire destroyed the beloved ship. It would not be replaced. Childhood ailments had changed thanks to medical advances, and the decision was made that children would be best served at a land-based floating hospital for children. It exists today as Tufts Children's Hospital. There are four small images on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first is a photograph of a row of toddlers leaning against the boat's railing with their backs to us. They have nothing on. In the 1920s, with life-threatening intestinal diseases under better control, Floating Hospital shifted its focus to treating rickets with heliotherapy, exposure to the sun. The next photograph shows two nurses and a man, all dressed in white, checking in mothers and their children before they board the Boston Floating Hospital. The line of mothers holding their little ones stretches the length of the covered pier. An average of 200 children and their mothers boarded the Boston Floating Hospital every day it sailed, July through mid-September. Staff encouraged mothers to participate in their child's care on board and taught safe food preparation and hygiene. Mothers of children on the permanent wards could be on board every day the vessel sailed. On the right is a copy of a July 1903 charitable gift receipt. It has a sketch of a barge that was the original floating hospital. Below the picture, the receipt notes the names of the three women who gave $100 to support current expenses of the Boston Floating Hospital. Thousands of compassionate donors ensured that the floating hospital sailed from 1894 to 1927 at no charge to families. Individuals could sponsor a trip, pay for essentials like cribs, or make gifts to help cover staff salaries and the ship's operating expenses. Boston's newspapers often published lists of donors and stories about fundraising events. Below the receipt is a photo of an 1896 Boston Floating Hospital ticket, which was required for boarding. Care on board the floating hospital was free, but each child needed a ticket issued by a doctor. On the left and right edges of the ticket, it states, "No contagious diseases admitted." The ticket specifies where the mother and child can board the barge, which at that time was Commercial Wharf, and the time, 9 o'clock sharp. It has spaces for the doctor to fill in the mother's and child's names, their address, the child's disease, and the doctor's signature. At the bottom, the ticket lists the days in August when the floating hospital will head out,